Hello and welcome to the Cow Shed. I'm your host Michael Wood, joined by a rather befuddled, confused, bewildered Aaron Duggan. Is that fair to say?
No, excuse me.
Yeah,
I'm way bewildered why you called it the cow shed. It's the cow shed.
is.
She's Ken, obviously disappointed to lose Cahill, and Ken, it's one of those things that you Ken you can't deny that you're Ken that there's disappointment there. Ken, I really did believe that Callum was the man for the job. And to take us forward as a team. It can also the Bonnyriggs got rid of Robbie Horn, and I've decided that Callum's that is the man for the job there. They got in touch with the club. You can't stand in the way, can this level. You can't stand in the way people can moving up the kind of divisions and that, because what happens if Callum shows a bit of loyalty? We've been poor the last few weeks, and that says it's a tough run-in for us. Can we Linlithgow, Cumbernauld, like completely forgetting here. Cumbernauld, Ken Gretna's fighting for their life now. Then Cali Braves, it's tough. Ken tough games. That says Callum could have easily Ken stuck with us for the last kind of 4 games of the season, and Ken and us Ken. Can lose all 4 games with them. That's his can potentially seen as a kind of as a bad game. Can if we're to lose against Gretna, then can be shown the door anyway, and not get the opportunity to move up to League Two. You can't. It says that there's not can one person can in any kind of walk of life that's turning down the chance for can to play or to work at a higher level, and it'll be kind of it'll be like, probably on more money at one. That says the way that can also higher league. That says potentially hard can like bit more financially stable than ourselves. Says, I know that they've kind of like run down their transfer budget kind of a wee bit. They didn't have the same kind of financial backing as some of the other teams that have come up, but still can a league too tight side. You have to take that chance when you can. Yes, I'd have loved to have seen Callum came with us next season. I think next season with a bit of higher quality, this team was going to be came up there. And that's just with the league just being a little bit closer and financial capabilities between all the teams and competitively. But he names the breaks, so.
Yeah, and I think obviously, in a sense, you had Bonnyrigg over a barrel, and a bit of a sense obviously they got rid of Robbie Horn. They obviously achieved some great success over them with two different tenures. They play Stranraer on Saturday. Looks like a must-win game for them in their quest to stay out of 10th spot, which would mean a playoff spot for them, as they all know all too well, and obviously as you know all too well, how precarious that position could be. So the fact that the move came now, they were obviously desperate to get somebody in place, and Cam was obviously the name that came up with him. I suppose it was done in quite a prompt manner, the fact that Saturday evening they got a request, and it just took them the weekend to sort out compensation. And as much as Kenbeath wanted them to stay on, you're right. It's hard to stand in the way of somebody who's got a chance to better his own. Fledgling clear, as he has done so in the past, recent times, obviously, famously, some people on Pyne Bovril were very upset that he only lasted 6 weeks at Penicuik before he jumped at a chance to bury himself at Kenilworth. So he goes with your good wishes, but just a bit disappointing that you're at the stage again that Kenilworth have to reinvent themselves with a new manager at the helm, just as you did with Maurice Ross. A couple of seasons back after he took over from Gary Bowen, and it's a third successive season where you've changed your manager this kind of a late stage of the season, and there's so much up in the air for the off season to come.
Oh, it's a better position than what we have been. Ken, like the getting rid of Gary Bowen, getting rid of Maurice Ross. That because also it was Cam's decision. That I know it's disappointing that, but surely that should then be seen as a kind of a bit of a positive as well. That Ken Cam's coming Kenbeath. We have looked better on the pitch. Well, so I don't think it's also that Ken we spoke about it Ken, in our last episode that. Again, it's also not shown there on paper but the team is better. So we should maybe take a bit of pride in that, that Callum's been able to get a higher position club kind of off the bat in Cowdenbeath. That's what I thought was the whole plan of us kind of like going forward anyway as a club. So let's kind of like take stock of that. Says we've gotten compensation as well for one thing, and that says so it's much better than having to can pull a management team can out the hat whilst paying off the previous management team. But we need to get this one right as well. That says we can't just keep on sitting in 11th in the league now and I'm saying, oh well, next season it will be better. I mean, it needs to be better immediately now. And the core group that we've got signed that are good enough to do that. We just need Ken the right manager now to gel them Ken, to his way of playing and add in just a kind of wee bit of quality and hopefully Ken, we find the right manager and make the right decision.
Yeah, and obviously we say that compensation is not going to be a vast sums of money, but obviously the accounts came out quite recently and can be lost 40 grand this season, and that's with the when you factor in, sorry, they lost 40 grand last season. That's even when you factor in the 22 grand that they got off the League Cup campaign. So it's a club like many clubs, not just in Cowdenbeath's situation, that are struggling a bit for finance and how to fund themselves moving forward, and obviously. Initiatives like the CISS is so important in that way to try and get some much more needed funds back into Central Park and the club moving forward. And you're right that the only way really Cowdenbeath can move forward and move back up the table is with some consistent finance and being able to draw players back to the club as opposed to some of the rivals in the lower league. But in terms of a manager next season or a kind of idea, I'm sure we've talked about this in previous seasons, even though we've been only been on the go a few years now, who would you kind of turn to, or what kind of profile of manager would you want in the dugout, even if it's not at the end of at the towards the end of the campaign here, but it's certainly in stable for next season.
Yeah, I mean, also the club's struggling for money still. That says can you the 40 grand loss last season, it's got to be worse this game with well next season without the secondary parachute payment. But we've just got to make the kind of best of it here. We've got to hope that can the CISS gets a bit kind of an influx. Hopefully, can like, we get a manager that really can captures the imagination of people. Can get people wanting to show up. That says there's a certain ex-centre back that's currently playing under a manager across the water, which who I'd love to see back. And hopefully there's conversations been happening. Like, but I mean, I don't think there's no real need to panic now. I think we just need kind of like to take the kind of next four games. That says hopefully, kind of there's kind of managers out there that are wanting the job anyway. So if kind of they're putting in their applications, they'll have a look at the team, have a look at the players. Kind of depending on who's going to be taking over them. That says I can't imagine it being much of a change setup to what Callum Elliott had them. So it gives kind of like potential managers that can a sight into the way the team's can built and their shortcomings, and again hopefully he can then say, well, this is who we need to bring in to can make a real stab at.
Yeah, I think it goes without saying you've been very sweet on Gary Jardine in the past as well. So the fact he just comes with Joe and Boo as well is just an added bonus. But I think when you look at his record, especially he's won the Lone League twice with Edinburgh City, obviously got them up. They've fallen on hard times now, but he left 7 years ago now. And he's been civil service Strollers manager for 6 years. And you're talking about like kind of small budgets and working miracles with them. There probably isn't much more fewer sorry lower budgets in the Lone League than civil service, and he's consistently got them in certainly the top half of the division more seasons than not. So I think it'd be a potentially fantastic appointment.
I mean, Again, there's only so far you can take a team like civil service, and again, it's a hard place to go. It's a hard team to play. Certainly had the beating of us, Ken, since we've come down. That's usually Ken, the straw that broke the camel's back for Gary Bowen as well. So, I mean, they know how to set up to beat teams. They know how to frustrate teams, and we've certainly seen that this season, that they've frustrated them. Yeah, I think bringing Jardine in would be a kind of great appointment for us.
Robbie Horn potentially as well, former Quenby Flonie in the 1998 99 season.
Done fantastic at Bonnyrigg, and that says Ken also knows the league, knows the level. That says obviously had that short spell at Berwick, which didn't go well. But I don't think there's many managers that could have went in to Berwick and kind of really changed the writing on the wall there. And that says might be wrong, and if they can hope for there's a Berwick listener, if we have any that could tell us about that. But I don't see why Robbie Horn doesn't like come to Cambie and kind of like does well for us. There's kind of when you can lose your manager, you're always looking at kind of names that are around, and I don't think there's kind of as an attractive name kind of for a low league side now than Robbie Horn.
No, absolutely. Is there any other names though that potentially would hit the frame for you?
I was can just think about kind of like teams that have done well kind of in the East of Scotland League so far, and Steve Pittman at Bonnyrigg has got them absolutely flying. I think that's a kind of completely utter a kind of no-go, and that's I can't imagine a manager leaving a kind of high-flying Broxburn side just about to win the kind of East of Scotland League if they haven't already won it. Looks like they will be joining us in the lower league this next season. That's just, I can't see why he'd want to kind to kind of jump after that. But you never know what people are thinking, and done fantastically. That's a tremendous turnaround for them. Another one, maybe Alan Moody at Hillary Fawthorn. He's done well to reverse their really, really poor start of the season this season. And out whiff of a kind of a bit of a shortcomings against Cross Streets Primrose the other week there, as they've been flying.
Ah, because I mean, just as a small side, but it's not really going well for five teams across a lot of the divisions this season, is it? I mean, especially in the East of Scotland League, there's a lot of five clubs in trouble for potential relegation.
You don't really see many five clubs in the West of Scotland League, mate.
No, that's very true. It's very true. Even though Hart Hill technically needs to play in the West of Scotland, but no, you're quite right. That just is five tends to be very East of Scotland central. But so yeah, it's a rare success story. What's happened at Hillabeath in terms of being just mid-table, outside of St Andrews, I don't think any of the East of Scotland League pertains any other five teams that have gone for promotion outside of St Andrews. So yeah, it's certainly in the locale. It's not great going to this moment in time, and you just need to get on the right track, and some stability would be nice. I know it's very hard, especially in part-time football, to have really some stability, but it seems to be what the club's striving for at this moment in time. And hopefully they just get that manager, and the likes of Robbie Horn and Gary Jardine do seem to be guys who seem to be sticking the course for quite a while in their careers as well. They don't seem to be jumping ship at opportunities, whether that's the fact that the opportunities haven't come up or they feel quite settled in where they are in their lives. It's quite possibly got something to do with it as well. But I do think we do need that, because as we talked about just before we came on air as well, Gary Bowen being in the job 4 years is the longest serving manager the club's had since like the 80s and the 90s. So it would be nice if they could just get a guy who could maybe rack up 100 games, slowly progress the side up the table, and who knows, maybe threaten for promotion in a couple of years' time, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, I think we took too long to get rid of Bowen. Personally, I think he was helped out by the COVID season. I think a lot of, I think a lot of teams kind of like, kind of a lot of managers kind of got a bit of a kind of free ride off of that kind of like oh it's not a kind of it's not a kind of regular football season and all that, but it was the last time that we've had any real stability and well, obviously just prior to the kind of the pandemic as well kind of had us in the kind of the best chance of ever kind of had in a long time for the promotion playoffs. So I think you need to have a look and try and bring in a kind of manager that's going to is going to be able to can slowly build you, and I think that's what we need to do. We're not a team that's got money. We're not going to have a kind of financial backer coming anytime soon, and can payroll was like East Kilbride, like Cove Rangers, like Kelty have done in past years. We're needing a can to do it like Bonnie Rigg did, and just slowly build up over a kind of period of time. So bringing in a manager that is going to accept the challenge of trying to turn around their fortunes, but also have that kind of right. Well, it's not going right now, but kind of we'll just keep at it. We'll just keep at it. And I think that can then leads into that we need kind of as a fan base, as a board, kind of as a club itself, we need to have maybe just a little bit more patience because obviously there's kind of a little bit of grumblings kind of about Callum kind of with this kind of poor run. Not kind of as much. I don't think anybody was really calling for the block, but kind of, I think people are starting to lose a bit of patience there.
Yeah, that's what I suppose final one for me. Are you worried that some players might potentially be poached by Callum to move up to Bonnie Rigg with him in the off season?
Oh, this is, I've got the well. I think the writing's on the wall that Zach's probably going to get the call there. I'd be very surprised if Zach isn't given the opportunity to go up to League Two anyway. And that's just an absolutely tremendous player. But most of the players that we have are contracted. That's well, the core is there is contracted. So if Kim Callum was to turn around and say he wants Robbie McNabb, can money would have to exchange hands, and that's put us in a stronger position than what we have been for a long time as well. Because how many times have we seen? Well, I think Harvey Swan was asking the real player that was on the move, also had to come back to us because Stensby refused to pay any of the compensation for him. But I mean, having that just kind of that safety to not lose players for anything is going to really help us this summer.
No, absolutely. Is there anything else you want to cover before we wrap up here?
I think we managed to get everything. I mean, obviously, good luck to Rick. I mean, you've got to respect the graft to relegate us and then pinch a manager, 2 years after that. I mean, you've got to take their kind of hats off for that to them. That's his. But I mean, can't thank Callum for enough for his efforts and his short time here. And that's his. He was always very open with us. He was always willing to come on the podcast, and I think if we'd been in a better position, if we had been in League Two and he was jumping up to us, I don't think we'd have been too bothered about it, so we can't be bothered that he's leaving us.
No, quite right. Very magnanimous, and you're right. He is, on a personal level, has been excellent with us in terms of fielding our questions, coming on the podcast, even just offering himself up to come on the podcast. Not having feeling like he's having to be pushed into that situation when he asked he wanted to talk. He's seen this as an avenue to talk to the fans, and I think he gave some excellent insight. I know he's a softly spoken guy as well, but he also comes across as a guy that doesn't take any shit. And I think that will put him in good stead as a manager moving forward as well. That he is quite young in his tenure, but I think he's got a solid head on his shoulders, and that possibly will take him far in the game.
Certainly, I mean, he is very soft-spoken. He's very mild-mannered, but you could tell there was a fire in him, and I think that's going to help Bonnie Rigg again in this tough running they have. And I mean, hopefully they stay up because like, you don't want to see Ken Managers kind of like not being able to turn around Nazis. I know that, it's different if it's like Dunfermline and that, Nazis. You want to see managers do well, and especially managers that have been part of your team. So hopefully, come the end of the season, there's no heartbreak in Bonnyrigg, despite the fact that I would quite like to go back to Bonnyrigg. I thought it was a half decent away day.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like East Kilbride and Brechin have got the playoffs to contend with, and that them spots up for grabs. But yeah, it'd be a shame to see a team that obviously just came up from East of Scotland League to, sorry, the Lowland League, come down quite promptly. Especially in the likes of Stranraer and Elgin have kind of been sucking the drain for a few years now. No kind of got themselves into gear, and Clyde probably under McCall seem to be fine at this moment in time. But I think if there's a team to come straight back down from the Lowland League, it's going to be Edinburgh in the way that sadly they're going at this moment in time. But that's not a podcast for another day. And yeah, thanks for joining me on this kind of strange podcast. We didn't expect to be recording so soon, but obviously we got the news and felt like we had to get something out there.
Yeah, no, thanks, mate. Thank you.